Thank you very much, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for May the 2nd. We will begin the meeting with a prayer offered by Ann Glover, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Boy Scout Jacob Jones of Troop 495. So I'd invite everyone to please stand and remain standing for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be together this evening. We are grateful for the blessings of life which we enjoy this day, for the blessings of this great country in which we reside, for the freedom to worship as we wish, to gain education, to vote and participate in the political arena. We are grateful for all the blessings which we enjoy. We ask a special blessing to be with our Mesa firemen and city police, a blessing of protection. And we are grateful for the scouts who are here this evening. Wilt thou bless them with an understanding of this meeting and government principles, for they will be our future leaders. We ask a special blessing of listening to be with us in this meeting, that we are aware that there are many who have different opinions. Will everyone in this room be able to listen and to understand and have the elements to find solutions? We are again grateful for the blessings that we have, and we ask you to bless us with kindness and tenderheartedness and forgiving one of another. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mrs. Glover, and thank you, Jacob, for helping us get off to a great start. The first item on our agenda today is awards, recognitions, and announcements. I'd like to turn the time over to Councilmember Richens for an important recognition.
Jacob, why don't you come back up to the lectern here? It's great to see all the Boy Scouts in the room, and I appreciated the opening prayer recognizing the Boy Scouts as well. We don't always recognize all the Eagle projects that the Boy Scouts do for us, because there are many, and thank you to the Boy Scouts of America for doing so much to help continue to beautify our city and to make it a wonderful place to live. Jacob in particularly helped us with an issue that we just talked about downstairs, which is blight. There was a homeowner that had a very difficult time with some issues with their home, and Jacob conducted an Eagle project going over and above the scope of the original project when he found out how much it really had to happen. And so we wanted to reach out to Jacob and recognize him in particular for his duty and all those that helped on his Eagle project, and thank him for his service to the city of Mesa. So give him a round of applause. We have a little certificate and a picture. I hope we can get a picture. Somebody's got a camera.
Okay, thank you, and congratulations again, Jacob. We appreciate the good work you do in our community. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. We'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for American Legion Post 2, one-day charitable events. Saturday, May 21st, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Barrow's Pizza, 1130 West Grove Avenue. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Bullpen Restaurant, 2235 South Power Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Bobby Q's Ribs and Blues, 1610 South Stapley Drive. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Phoenix Marriott Mesa, 200 North Centennial Way. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase service provider for session initialization protocol-based telephone trunks and replacement session border controllers for the Information Technology Department. Item 4B, act on a 3-year term contract for the purchase of attack raids analytical software for the police department. Funding for the first year is from asset forfeiture RICO funds. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement flooring for the Mesa Police Central Substation and Broadway Recreation Center as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for light control cabinets for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for natural gas service excess flow valves for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4F, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for electric motors, purchases and repairs, rewinds for the Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for refuse roll-off containers for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4H, act on 1-year term contract for sludge grinder repairs and replacements for the Water Resources and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase two-way digital radios and accessories for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a facility use intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County. The agreement provides a temporary location for holding and processing arrestees while renovations to the city's facility are being completed. Item 5B, act on resolution extinguishing a portion of a 20-foot utility easement at 1130 North Alma School Road. The request is from the property owner. Item 6A, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for electric utility services to be a public record. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for electric utility services. Item 6C, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for natural gas utility services to be a public record. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for natural gas utility services. Item 6E, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for water utility services to be a public record. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for water utility services. Item 6G, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for wastewater utility services to be a public record. Item 6H, introduction of ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for wastewater utility services. Item 6I, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for solid waste utility services to be a public record. Item 6J, introduction of ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for solid waste utility services. Item 6K, act on resolution declaring proposed terms for district cooling utility service to be a public record, format and text amendment only. Item 6L, introduction of ordinance modifying terms for electric utility service, format and text amendment only. Item 6M, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for utility service fees to be a public record. Item 6N, introduction of ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for utility service fees. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance amending section 9-6-5 of the Mesa City Code, increasing sidewalk width requirements to 5 feet wide in the desert upland development standards to be consistent with the required sidewalk widths on local residential streets in the city. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending section 1-12-3 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to the application of the existing court sustainability fee. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance regarding A16-01, annexation of property located north of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway between Gilbert Road and Val Vista Drive. This request has been initiated by the city in order to bring a city-owned parcel into the municipal boundaries of Mesa. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-004 for the property located in the 8200 to 8600 blocks of East Baseline Road, located west of Loop 202, on the north side of Baseline, planned area development modification and site plan review to allow for a multi-residence development. Item 8B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to terminate the existing development agreement with GVSW 20260 and to enter into a development agreement with Baseline Mesa LLC and HTG Mesa LLC to facilitate development of a mixed-use development located in the 8200 to 8600 blocks of East Baseline Road. Item 9A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-009, the 1000 block of North Greenfield Road, located south of the southeast corner of Greenfield and Brown Roads, rezone and site plan review to allow single residence development. Item 9B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-015, 6215 East Arbor Avenue, located south of Main Street and east of Wrecker Road, council use permit for a social social services facility to allow for a substance abuse detoxification and treatment center. And item 9C, act on ordinance regarding Z16-012, 60 South Country Club Drive, located on the west side of Country Club Drive and south of Main Street. Rezone and site plan review to allow for an automobile vehicle sales and leasing facility and redevelopment of the site. This is action on a revised ordinance. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak or to remove a consent agenda?
No, consent agenda item.
Okay, thank you. No. There's been a motion made by the vice mayor, seconded by Councilmember Richens, to approve the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous with council members Thompson and Luna absent and excused. The next item from on our agenda then is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests.
Okay, that being the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.